A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. This time round, I shine a spotlight on Just For One Day, the Live Aid musical, which is on at the Old Vic Theatre off the Cut, close to Waterloo train station, until the 30th of March 2024, with an audio-described performance on Monday the 18th of March at 7:30pm, with a touch tour at 5:30pm, and part of the relaxed performance on Saturday the 23rd of March at 2:30pm. A musical based on the legendary Live Aid concert that took place in July 1985 was always going to be a tall order, and whatever produced was never going to please everyone. So going by some of the recent reviews, that is certainly the case. But what this interpretation on at the Old Vic does is it celebrates the history of that day and connects on an emotional level. Its after effects and the hearts it touched, who still think back on it affectionately decades later. The concept revolves around an array of characters either involved in or making it happen or attending the event, and the inclusion of Bob Geldof, portrayed brilliantly by Craig Elles, is the glue that holds it all together. An impressive ensemble of 20 singers, performers, make up the cast of characters and musical performers, which helps the show adopt its really big epic sound with large chorus and multiple harmonies. Just For One Day is a line taken from the David Bowie song Heroes, and this captures the essence in a nutshell. And the show is a jukebox of some of the most memorable songs from the 80s, most famous for their inclusion in Live Aid, which includes Rocking All Over the World, Dancing With Tears In My Eyes, Vienna, True, Every Breath You Take, We Are The Champions, Radio Gaga, I Don't Like Mondays, and Let It Be. As you take your seat, the stage is open to you. A grid consisting of six rows of 16 orange tinted light rigs dominates the front of the stage against a black backdrop. As the show starts, these rise and the band perform on a raised platform at the back, and a seating area in front is where the ensemble perform together, and this moves back and forward. This is enhanced by video projection at the back, which conveys scenes like the African sky or thousands of spectators filling Wembley Stadium. An audio-described performance for those visually impaired is really beneficial, as it will provide insight and clarity due to the multiple amount of changing characters played by the ensemble, and lots of costume changes and video projections. It also highlights which character is performing at a given time. There are two audio-described performances for Just For One Day, on Monday the 18th of March at 7:30pm and Saturday the 23rd of March at 2:30pm. These will be very popular, so contact the box office to check on ticket availability and waiting lists, etc. You can call them on 0344 871 7628 or Google Old Vic Box Office or email box.office@oldvictheatre.com. For access queries, email access@theoldvictheatre.com. To find out about future performances and the Old Vic's access membership scheme, you can visit oldvictheatre.com and click on access. The Old Vic Theatre is one of the best venues to visit when it comes to accessibility. Dani and her team go the extra mile in making your visit enjoyable and stress-free, and will do whatever it takes to accommodate your personal needs. With easy access to the stalls, disabled toilets, guide dogs who are able to be in the auditorium with you or looked after by the front of house team, and guiding is also available to wherever you need to go within the venue. The touch tours at the Old Vic are always the very best and do a wonderful job of making the show easier to follow and more enjoyable, enabling those in attendance to gain a clearer understanding of the production as a whole. Everyone meets in the foyer usually 2 hours before the performance, before going into the auditorium and getting an overview detailing sets, costumes, props, characters, and the actors playing them, which is also included in the audio introduction, which is 15 minutes before the show, and that is available through the in-ear headset provided from the cloakroom. You also get the opportunity to go on stage for the touch tour and explore the space and hear from some of the cast and crew. The audio description, led by Ross Chalmers and Rosie Preston, will detail all of the action and drama unfolding on stage. The iMatta group that arranges trips for those visually impaired in and around London has some brilliant social get-togethers, and they'll be in attendance for this audio describe performance on Monday the 18th of March 2024. And to be part of the group or for further information, you can visit their website, which is imatta.org.uk. After just one day, the next play at the Old Vic will be Machinelle by Sophie Treadwell, and this runs from the 11th of April until the 1st of June 2024, with an audio describe performance on Friday the 17th of May at 7:30pm, with a touch tour at 5:30pm, and a further audio description as part of the relaxed performance on Saturday the 18th of May at 2:30pm. From the outside, Helen Jones and her husband had a happy marriage, until she murdered him, based on the true crime story of Ruth Snyder in 1928 that shook a nation. This is a pulse-pounding journey of someone pushed to breaking point by the relentless machinery of life, expectation and convention, and is simply not to be missed. To find out what else is showing in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreenings.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audioboom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.